Hello, happy new week to you. Tim Knight here, and we've got a full 5-day week to work with. It's another very green day on the whole. As I mentioned repeatedly last week, things are going to get a lot quieter on scheduled stuff. We're past the earnings season. We're going back into corporate buyback season where they buy their own stock. That'll prop up bullish things. And very little in the way of economic data coming out at all. So it's going to be another lull. Of course, it's the unexpected stuff we have to worry about, but we can't really plan for that. Usually we can count down the seconds until a given event, but not for a while. It's going to be just the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune for the foreseeable future. I've got a bunch of symbols. I don't know why I'm yakking away. Let's just jump right in and talk about the charts. Here's the spider, which just like about everything else is green. And I'm starting to one by one nuke my little topping patterns where it's not appropriate, like in this case, because on the one hand, we are below lifetime highs. Yes, it's true. And we've also broken below wedges and channels. But the tidy little topping patterns that were there are being so severely violated, it just doesn't make sense anymore. There's just no point to it. So we'll just have to see what transpires next. But we're just, we've been for Thursday and Friday and today just launching higher. Based on, I don't know, relief, who knows. Here is the diamonds, which are up a little bit, 1/5%. In this case, I've left this line here, not because it marks any sort of top of meaning, but it's just anchored to today's high. It's just a little bit of a guide for now. But as I've said, the only tops we're really worth watching right now are those that aren't even done yet. For example, everything above this green line. This might be a pattern in formation, but until such time as it actually violates this line here, which is a long ways away, there ain't no pattern to speak of. The companion to the Dow 30 is the IYT, the transports. This is not doing too much of anything. It still has its cute little top right up here, though. It's different in that respect. So the top's still intact, and ever since here, lower lows, lower highs, bangity bangity bang 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 all the way down. So this is acting nice and neat. A particular transport item I wanted to mention in passing is Avis. Avis Budget Group, symbol CAR. And it's a, this is just itching for some other markups from the past here. There have been some big consolidation periods here from time to time. Let's just mark a couple of those just for old time's sake. But in this instance, we've got this right here. We've been range bound for a very long time, years, and finally broke below it and retraced it. And we're up in the vicinity of this new lower range, which is a pretty treacherous place for it to be. I think it would be very difficult to push much into this pattern given the years of trading that have taken place there. So this looks prospectively bearish. And then XLU. This is mashed up against this trend line. So we've got 1, 2, 3, 4 lines here that are the basis for this beautiful diamond pattern. And this lower right one here is, it turns out, the basis for resistance. So we've got resistance here, 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 and then right about this second, right there, bang, like so. It's also kind of this cool little ichthus fish pattern. So in any event, that is mashed up against resistance as well, just to the penny, kind of cool. Over in small cap land, the RTY futures have been strong. IWM, of course, has been strong. But it's a very interesting critter because it has been pushing right up against its Fibonacci level like so. And if you look at the cash index itself, the really spiffy part is the gap, because the gap itself, let's get a precise figure on this here. This dashed line is the gap. Let's put this behind it so we can read it better. 2065.13, and today's high 2064.45. So we got like hundredths of points away, a few tenths of a points away from the gap. I've got another screen over here that shows kind of tick by tick what it's doing, and got just right up against it and then softened away from that. So it'll be interesting to see tomorrow if that continues to hold, because we were down in sub 2000 here back on the 19th of April, and we've trekked higher and have sealed this gap almost perfectly. So tomorrow will be very telling to see if that means anything. Lots of resistance all over the place in the form of trend lines, in the form of gaps, in the form of retracement levels. In the case of EFA, it's this trend line here, this blue trend line that goes all the way back to the financial crisis bottom, March 9, 2009. So that's like 15 years ago. And it feels like about 300, but yeah, 15 years ago. And we zoom in here and look what's going on. We broke down away from that, and now we're coming right back up, mashed up against that line. Very potent resistance in this case. This is a monster of a trend line. I wanted to also make mention of Apple now. Of course, Apple set the world on fire on Friday with their $110 billion commitment to buy back their own self-dealing stock, go out in the common market, go out in the market and buy common stock back. And I'm not sure just what good it's doing in the long term, because we had an explosive move on Friday based on this fiscal giveaway. But A, it essentially faded all day long. So it opened strong and weakened all day long. And then B, here we are on the follow-up day after the press has had the whole weekend to get all in a tizzy about how great this is. And we're still sinking on a day when the NASDAQ's up triple digits, Apple sinking. So, you know, as I've said, it's Apple is swapping out financial engineering for actual engineering. You know, the innovation has stopped. The last massive revolution Apple offered was in 2007 in the form of the iPhone. That obviously was a multi-trillion dollar genius insight. There ain't been nothing since then. There's been like, you know, iPad, watch, you know, a pen, things like that, but nothing like the iPhone. And, you know, they're giving up on things like, well, we're not going to do an electric car. And now they're thinking about robots. It's just a giant cash cow at this point, and they've got so much cash they can actually buy back their own stock. But it doesn't seem to be, the shelf life of that excitement seems to be measured in hours instead of years. Over in commodity land, back to the world of trend lines and resistance and support, we've got a bounce going on right here. And so I mentioned on Friday how this channel, we had burst above it. And this line, which for years had been resistance, seems to be acting as support now. And so far, that seems to be the case here. Been pushing above this a bit. And that'll really get going if oil firms up and rallies again. Oil's not doing too much of anything right now, but it has over the past few weeks fallen hard. And we are up against this basing pattern. So oil looks like not at all a bad choice to rally from here. IYR, real estate, anything red today is intriguing because it's such a green day. This has slipped a bit, and we're kind of in the middle of no man's land here. So we've got a Fibonacci up here and a Fibonacci down here, and right smack dab in the middle. But with the monster rally we had on Friday, we're basically where we were on Thursday at the close. So it's that giant rally that was prompted by the unemployment report doesn't seem to be sticking too much with real estate. One long idea that continues to do well is our friend Oscar, OSCR. This is Oscar Health. This is a beautiful inverted head and shoulders pattern here, like so, tinted in green. And then we had a smaller pattern, which itself has broken out today. So it's just kind of adding to that good stuff already. And this has been quite a consistent performer. As you can see, it's kind of been just tracking higher nicely. So another multi-year high on this, and today alone up 4.3%. So Oscar doing nicely off that inverted head and shoulders, and could be plenty more upside on that one. Quite the opposite, it was Spirit Airlines, symbol ironically, SAVE. And this, they were going to be bought out, I guess, some months ago, and that got the kibosh got put on that. But it's this has fallen from the 70s down to, it's literally just a few dollars right now. So like a 95, 96% drop from those levels, and a lifetime low, down today over 10%. I'm not sure what news is going on, but obviously it's not good. Some other odds and ends. Snap, this one also was a gap play, but this might, the jury's really out on this one now because the gap's been sealed and then some by a little bit. This had a huge gap here. We've blasted higher. It sealed it up today and it's pushing a little above this. Let's see. Sometimes, you know, we have to give a little bit of an allowance to these overages. But the, you know, to me, this is absolutely does not look like a bearish setup. It looks ready to ease back into this giant range that it's established for itself. But this gap did get sealed, plus a few pennies more. ADM, Archer Daniels Midland, is up a little now, but still looks like a really good long-term that is measured in months bearish pattern. And the dollar stores are also have been doing well. And keep in mind, this is all about context. Today's a very green day. Dollar General, DG, down again. 1.33%. Dollar Tree also down more than a percent, like so. So the dollar stores are definitely kind of tracking lower too. And Cracker Barrel is down 2.4%. I mentioned this one. This is sort of the scallops that we talk about here, just kind of like topping out, falling, and just kind of like stair steps, step by step. And one other very interesting setup coming is a little easier to trade, Netflix. NFLX. Zoom in here. Two really cool things happening. We've got this channel. Look what we're doing here. Look at the relationship that the price action is having with this midline. We're coming right up against this midline of the channel. Plus, we've got this cute little top up here that we're just beneath. So that looks like a very interesting exhaustion point for Netflix. This is just a whole bula boss of symbols today. On semiconductor, one of my bearish positions, God bless it, is actually red today. Takes some doing on a day like this. We're down 1.37%. And as I've mentioned on this one, it's all about this gap. As long as it does not violate this gap, good. And more importantly, in the weeks ahead, hopefully not months, if we can complete this pattern, if we can get below this pink zone that I've drawn here, this rounded top, that will really start to shake things up with on. Supermicro, I just wanted to point this out because we're getting deliciously close to its own gap right here. There's the gap, around 851. We're having a good day to do that, on this today. This is up about 50 bucks almost 6%, but we are getting close to that gap in this right triangle top. A little less dramatically, but still worth watching, AMD, another gap. The gaps are all over the place. This one, right up here at 158.35, and we've had up, getting very close to that one as well. So tomorrow we're really gonna have to review this and see how they all shook out. Last one, as I mentioned last week, keep your eyes on the bonds, TLT. We've got a right triangle top on this. We've had a rally for the past 7 trading days or so, but watch out for this baseline. If it fails to get past that baseline, if it respects that as resistance, that could affirm this as an important reversal pattern. And we're done. I will say goodbye and see you on Tuesday. Thank you as always for coming by. See you then.
The content of this podcast is created, produced, and provided solely by Tasty Life Inc. and does not represent the direct views or opinions of any of its affiliated companies. This content is for informational and educational purposes only. It is not, nor is it intended to be trading or investment advice or a recommendation that any security, futures contract, digital asset, other product, transaction, or investment strategy is suitable for any person. Trading securities, futures products, and digital assets involve risk and may result in a loss greater than the original amount invested. Tasty Live Inc., through its content, financial programming, or otherwise, does not provide investment or financial advice or make investment recommendations. The information provided may not be appropriate for all investors and is provided without respect to individual investor financial sophistication, financial situation, investing time horizon, or risk tolerance. Tasty Live Inc. is not a licensed financial advisor, registered investment advisor, registered broker-dealer, or registered introducing broker.